Although Joseph, Mary, and Jesus going to the temple 40 days after he was born was unremarkable, for many other families did the same thing, the visit was far from normal. The Son of God, the Messiah, the Redeemer of the world, appeared in his father's house for the first time. He did this to fulfill the law given to Moses about the sacrifices needed for the birth of a child. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. We know nothing of this devout man except that the Lord promised that he would see the Messiah before he died. God, in his grace, love, and mercy, provided for the salvation of all people, a salvation promised first in the Garden of Eden and repeated through the centuries. As we recognize our need for a Savior, as we acknowledge our sin and our inability to redeem ourselves from eternal condemnation, we also long to see the love and grace of God. Like Simeon, we desire to see the consolation of Israel and of all people. May our Lord grant that we behold his Christ as our Savior from sin and death. Amen.